I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Wolf's Rain, which was a recommendation by Bolt/Rome, which is a very, very much appreciated. Thank you for the wonderful recommendation. Very much appreciate it.
Good choice.
Great choice. Great choice. They did watch one episode. They saw the manga. The plot was really good in their opinion. And they, as well as the characters and who they were and the development of them, was basically kind of the mini portion of it. They did state, however, it is 26 episodes long. I would like to provide a correction on that. I mean, to be fair, the main media Crunchyroll says it is 26 episodes long. It is technically 30 episodes long, but they classify the last four episodes of it as an OVA, which we will be talking about in the post show of the podcast because, Rick hasn't seen it. So I'm going to fill in some of the blanks for him on it in the post show of the podcast. So if you want to catch a part of that wider conversation, as well as all the other wonderful, great stuff that we usually talk about in every single show, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. Dollar a month to get you access to that bonus content. And also you get to hear that pre and post show content that we usually will put out with every episode. Trust me, it is always worth it. And then on top of that, if you're looking for some nice, delicious, tasty, wonderful treats, you have Tokyo Treats. If you use coupon code featured anime along with our affiliate link in the show notes, you get $5 off that very first box. And right now it is still going on Sakura Matsuri Snack Fest, which is their wonderful time of year for the cherry blossoms. It's the night time, more specifically, when they're doing it. And trust me, the Kit Kats that are in there are oh so delicious. I'm telling you, I love those strawberry Kit Kats that came with them this time. They are delicious along with all the other treats. If you want to gain yourself some nice, wonderful treats, Tokyo Treat, our affiliate link is down there for you in the show notes, and then use coupon code featured anime for $5 off that first box. And if you want to buy yourself some swanky shit, swag, shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. Go there, help support us, help us grow in other means. And if you want to hang out with us live here, all the other wonderful stuff, you can join us live on twitch.tv/featuredanimepodcast. Join us there, hang out with us, talk with us and everything like that. And it is very much appreciated. And now on to the meat and brotatoes. Wolf's Rain came out in January 2003, ran all the way through July 2003. The number of episodes for that portion of it is 26 episodes long. Producers for it are Bandai Visual and Fuji TV. Studio for it is Bones. It is an original. The genres for it are action, adventure, drama, fantasy, mystery, and sci-fi. Now, the basic premise of the world is that the world is dying. The world is basically going extinct. Animals and everyone like that are just basically on their last leg. The weather's unbearable. People live in domes, and you have these super elite people called nobles. And even then, there is only a couple of them. And from what I can gather is they are basically long-lived races. Not immortal, but a long-lived race of people. It mainly focuses on some wolves who can cast magic or pretend to be human. So the perception of them walking around, interacting, and everything that they do is with the perception of being seen as a human when, in fact, they are wolves. And more specifically, you are focused on four wolves and their journey to find the Flower Maiden as well as to their journey through to find paradise with her in this dying, freezing, decrepit old desert world.
Well, you basically said it all. I was going to hop in a few times, but I'm glad I didn't, because I would have broken up your train of thought. Plus I'd have broken up a really good Cliff Notes version of the premise of the show. I do have a question, though. How do you figure they're long-lived, the nobles?
Well, how I figure they're long-lived, it's kind of one of the main characters, Darcia, right? Mm-hmm. Or Darcia, the third, more specifically.
The third.
Right. He talks to one of his handmaidens, and while they're sitting there and they're talking, she makes a reference to, like, 200 years ago, and he goes, "You're not quite old enough to remember this during that time frame."
Okay.
That's why I'm saying long live. Like, they are not of normal people. They have magical powers basically at this point, and they are the ones that hold the original alchemic powers and everything having to do with the world. They are the end all be all powers amongst the people.
They're also super duper strong.
Yes.
By themselves, due to, I would say, scientific advancements rather than alchemic advancements. And for some reason, they're fighting each other, like, a lot. And you hear there are several characters and several storylines on this and in this show. And I've only seen up to episode 26. And as you said, apparently there's 30. So there's four OVAs past this, which I have not seen. And the storyline, it's convoluted. It's separate. It's independent of one another. It's really well told. It's really intricate. And I kind of like the idea that each individual person reacts to the same situation differently, and they're consistent. The consistency of how one of these characters should act is spot on. I was impressed by that. The dubbed version was nice. The subbed version, I think was a little bit better, for no other reason than the voice actors seem to
care more.
I was going to say be more passionate, but care more is also a
it's acceptable.
Yeah.
It's acceptable. Yeah. No, I mean, it's not a bad anime, and I do remember actually seeing this once before, and I remember watching it a long time ago. That being said, being that this was another time that I had gone through it, there's a lot more that just kind of like stuck out to me like a sore thumb. A lot of it was just kind of like glaring to me. And some of it was just like, why? Left me with questions. Why? So relating to the more human aspect of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they can pretend to be a human. Well, when you're first introduced to Kaiba, who is basically the main focal wolf character.
Okay.
He's about to be dragged out from a tree because he's injured, and he unwarranted kills. And he was like, "I was just trying to defend myself. I was just protecting myself. They were going to hurt me." It's like, bro, you do realize, like, he was standing right there. He saw the whole thing, and you're lying straight to his face. And he doesn't even call him out on it. He doesn't point it out. It's like, "I was right there. You're a liar. You're a liar." Mm-hmm. And it's like, in my honest opinion, is like, when he said that, "I was just protecting myself." It's like, no, you weren't. I was right there. I told him to pull you out. You weren't protecting yourself. You just murdered to murder, you murdering bastard. All right. That's all he was.
Dang. I mean, you're not wrong, but at the same time, it feels like there was something a little bit more, you know?
He's just very antagonistic. Angry.
Violent? Yes and no. Yes, all of the things. But it just, it feels like at first he is not quite an alpha, but just a scared, lost pup. And in the guise of being scared and lost, someone reaching in while you're trying to sleep or heal, it's a threat. You are risking your life to avoid capture, essentially.
Yes, I understand that. But at the same time, you could totally just like, bro, you were right there. You saw, like, I saw you right. I saw you. I was right there. I saw you. He could say, I saw you. You, that was not how it went down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing that got me is, you know how they're wolves, and I think their people persona is more along the lines of a doll, an illusion, because when you look at them through something else, either apparently too drunk, really thick glasses, a visor, they look like dogs. There's no question.
Yeah.
And when you track them, they don't leave people prints, they leave dog prints.
Yes. And their shadows are of a wolf. So the shadows aren't hidden. It's just how they're viewed through something other than people's eyeballs, right? So if you look at them through a person's eyeball, you know, they're going to appear human. If you don't look at them through a person eyeball, I guess they appear as a wolf.
I don't know.
I mean, like, that part wasn't consistent. It was not consistent all the way through. Right. Sometimes it did. Sometimes it didn't.
How can they grab stuff? They don't have opposable thumbs.
Well, that's the thing. See, and this is one of the things I was glad that they showed, right? Kind of showed at the beginning. So when the kid was falling off, they show Sume reaching out with a hand, but when he went to go grab the shoulder, it was his mouth grabbing the shoulder. So it's the perception, the magic of what they're doing, showing it. But in fact, they're doing it with their mouth, or they're flipping it with their paw. When they're carrying them on their back, they'll show them, and it's like, oh, they're actually carrying them on the back. And they just probably figured out a way to get them on there. You know, pick your pick and choose your flavor.
No, I mean, I get that. And one of the things I thought was quite interesting, at least for me, was the fact that they had seemed to disregard gravity whenever they're climbing, either up or down. They just, gravity isn't a thing that works.
Well, I mean, like, their jaws can bend metal and they can, I mean, like, not to say a dog can't do it, but they can easily do it. Hmm. I mean, they can leap, jump, they can talk, they can cast magic. I mean, them doing fantastical things is kind of like, at this point, it's kind of expected at this point, simply because, I mean, we're in a world where they're casting magic on people where they appear to be human. I mean, the one thing I did not get, all right, and here's part of the problem that I had with it, right? Here's one of the things where I just kind of like, that doesn't make sense, is, like, I get it for the show purposes and everything, for the visual aspect of it. You create that symbiotic relationship with the view of the person or whatever, I guess, whatever. They're hurt. They're laying there. Dude has a shirt that's off or whatever. And they're putting leaves, or they're looking, they're acting as if they're looking at each other in their human forms, casting magic for the human forms the whole time. Like, they're by themselves.
Magic
the whole time. It's like, oh, you have a sprained ankle, and they're looking at the foot. Like, why? Like, what was the purpose of that? What's the purpose of it?
Pretense. Keep it up, you know?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I get it. I get it.
That makes one of us.
Because, you know, you got to do it for the story.
Yeah. I mean, I get that, but that means you got to fool everybody, even if they're not looking at you.
Yes. All the time. Well, here's the other thing that I had a problem with. They're like, oh, you know, the wolves are extinct. It's like, okay, because there's no forests. All right. Episode later, they're in a giant forest. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Green?
They were very sporadic with the transitions, weren't they?
Yeah. They're like breakneck. They went through a random tunnel. I mean, like, they're like, oh, you have to go through this random tunnel to get to this one other area. But why? Like, the only way to get to paradise is going through this tunnel. Go through this tunnel and you'll get to paradise. You go through the tunnel, you get to a forest area. Okay. I mean, like, did you have to go through the tunnel? Couldn't you have just walked straight there without having to go through this shady tunnel?
I feel like the term paradise in this particular instance, in this particular anime, was so overused that it lost its true meaning for me. It turned into believe it, you know?
Databayo.
Yeah, databayo.
That's basically what it is. That's basically what it was. However, at least it was a real world word and not a nonsensical word.
Always. Yeah. I liked how they said that their pack doesn't have a leader, but they clearly defer to the two older ones.
It's not even the older ones. I mean, they're amongst around roughly the same age, except for the one, Tsume, and he clearly didn't really care about the leadership portion of it.
No. Do you think he could have taken it over?
I don't think he wanted to.
He was a leader before, though.
He was using humans, as he puts it.
Yeah, but he was still in charge. He told them what to do, where to go, what was okay, what wasn't. Essentially, he was the alpha of his pack of humans.
True.
And then a pure white dog comes up and he's like, nope, he's the leader now.
I hear what you're saying. I just want you to understand that. I understand what you're saying, but you need to understand that. Tata Bayo!
Tata Bayo.
Welcome, CJ. We are in the actual show. We are talking about Wolf's Reign right now.
If you've seen it, you'll know it's a good show. If you haven't seen it, it's recommended.
Right. Well, I mean, like a little glimpse into Rick's views and points, but no, like my biggest thing, or one of the biggest things is I found the consistencies a little bit out there, right? They were a little too much for me, and they were all the time. The inconsistencies weren't just every once in a while. It was all the time. Right.
What do you mean?
Well, so they're wolves are supposed to be extinct, but yet at the exact same time, they're not extinct. People know they're not extinct, but people do know they're extinct. They're hunting. They're being hunted, but yet at the same time, they're not being hunted. There's not supposed to be any forest, trees, or vegetation anywhere, but yet there is forest and trees and vegetation scenarios. You have it's supposed to be, them going along the way towards paradise the whole time, but they're complaining about it the whole time, except for one character, thank God. And then saying they don't want to go, or that they're not going to go, but then they are going to go, but then they're not going to go. And they're just tagging along for whatever the ride is. So supposedly then you have some conflicting information, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, referencing the timelines, how old people are supposedly, right? With my understanding and your understanding being different. It's like, that's my interpretation of it. Who the hell knows if it's actually true or right? Because I sure as heck don't know.
They never actually
specify,
explain or identify or clarify.
Yes. And then on top of that, you have them basically, from what it seems, doing a full circle, going back to where they were, and then somehow miraculously leaving that exact same area.
They went left this time.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Oh, and then, again, going back to what you said, they don't have a pack leader, but they do have a pack leader, but there's really not a pack leader, even though there is a pack leader.
Well, I mean, we're not really touching on one major character that seems to have everything revolve around her, or it, or this one, as she keeps calling herself.
The flower maiden.
That is a legitimate bipedal creature with thought, memory, feeling, all that stuff, made from a flower, supposedly.
Yes. From alchemy, yes. So, here's the one thing that here's the thing, right? And it is an actual belief, some native tribes do believe that we come from wolves, and they do touch on that a little bit in the series, and I'm glad that they touch on it. And that is a very large focal point of this series, where it's like, we are descendants of wolves. So wolves came here, they helped us, they made us who we are. And I'm butchering it, I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but
I was gonna clarify, because the book that they're referring to essentially says that wolves are superior beings, and in order to, they were summoned over to us to kill off and get rid of all the demons. And once that had happened, they shared their intellect with the lowly primates. They shared their pelt and their warmth and stuff like that. And so they decided to live amongst the humans to continue the progression, if you will. And that was basically it. I'm like, okay, so you want to continue the progression to what? If everyone goes back to paradise, the people can't go because it's for wolves. Or at least that's my idea, that the people can't go because it's not for them. It's for other things.
No, it's for the wolves.
And I just thought it was kind of interesting that most of the time you'll see the wolves kind of like bark and growl at certain other creatures, pets, let's call them. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that didn't seem to be under a pretext. They seem to know exactly what's going on and basically accept their fate. For instance, the horse, like the horse, the crow, the cats, well, the crows, plural, and the cats. And the wolves are able to communicate with all of them flawlessly. And
yep,
they so underutilize that, in my opinion, because the information highway would have been amazing with that small addition. You know what I mean? Like, if they would have just been like, hey, have you seen? Hey, do you know this? Hey, instead of doing this all on my own, can you help me? And the one time they did try that with an owl that may or may not be living, it basically got them lost. And is it possible that they could have done that with the insects, where they could have talked to the insects rather than being swarmed? Or do you think that there's a limit to the intellectual abilities?
I think there is a limit to the intellectual abilities.
Okay, a limit like how, though? Because if you say, oh, it has legs, a walrus also gave them words.
I didn't say anything about limbs. Don't bring limbs into this. You asked me my opinion. I'm giving you my opinion. You don't ask for me to justify it on grounds of whether they're a quadruped or otherwise. There's a limit. I'm not the one that's going to define that limit, because I don't know what that limit is for them. Because you had an owl, you had a walrus, you have dogs, you have cats. They're all talking and communicating amongst each other. Some of the dogs didn't, some of the dogs did. Crows, same thing. I'm not going to, right? You did have a species barrier. Let's put it like that, right?
Okay.
And the reason why I say species barrier is because Cheza, mm-hmm, communicated and heard the other plants saying that they were hungry, right?
Yeah.
But the wolves didn't hear it. Takes a plant to understand a plant. Takes an insect to understand an insect.
Yeah, I guess. But was it really communication, or was it ordering stuff?
No, like, she heard them say that they were hungry. That's how she knew. She wasn't ordering.
Yes.
At no point did she say, become insect-eating plants.
Hmm.
At no point did she say that.
That's fair. That's very fair. But there's so much to go through, because it's not just 12 episodes. It's 30, but I only saw 26, because that's all that's on Crunchyroll currently. There's so much to go through, and we're only really talking about the 4-5 main characters. There's still subplots, some divisions, side stories that are really, really good. Like, for instance, there's a guy who is hunting wolves for no other reason than wolves killed his family. .. or so he believes. Now, he could be right, he could be wrong. It's really up to him. And he's using this dog that has impeccable smell and is able to understand everything, which is honestly surprising. But this dog is essentially a wolf hunter. And come to find out that Blue is basically half, you know, wolf herself, which is why she's able to hunt them so well. Because she's like, oh, well, that's part of my physiology. Good.
Yeah.
But, it's just, I don't know. It's confusing. It's awesome. It's frustrating at times. It's not at others. And it is, at 26 episodes, it's worth a watch. There's a few little quirks in there that they throw in that I found hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, you
know, that's like, true. I wish I could grasp for more, but I feel like if I did, I'd be going into spoiler territory that wouldn't be good. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess. But then again, it's not like you actually know how it ends.
You know, episode 26 is very explicit in how it should end, you know?
Episode 26 is very explicit in how it should end. I will tell you this. That's not how it ends. Pause for effect.
Pause for effect. Yeah. No. What do you think one of the subplots was basically about? A man throwing his life away in pursuit of revenge.
Yes.
Another one was a man throwing his life away in the pursuit of love.
Yes. Yes to both.
A woman throwing her seemingly perfect life away in the pursuit of knowledge.
Why not? No, honestly, and this is one of the things that I kind of really hate. And now, to my understanding, just to kind of help clarify, the last four episodes took like 5 months to come out after the series. And they were originally released as a part of a DVD special release, to my understanding. So they were released on two episodes per DVD.
Okay.
So basically it was like, hey, we're not going to give you the answers to these questions unless you buy the DVDs.
Hmm. The kicker of it is, at the end of episode 26, there's still a preview for the next episode.
So it aired on TV a few years later.
Hmm.
As a part of the whole in general. So.
Yeah.
That's why.
Wow.
All right. I got nothing else I could really talk about. I mean, like, I got a lot I could talk about, but nothing else that I really should talk about. Not right now. Anyways.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Well, what I will say, I have one more thing I can say. There's like three or four recap episodes.
Oh, yeah. Full-length
episodes that tell you the story based off of the perspective of the wolf that's talking.
Yes. That is something I didn't like. And thank you for reminding me about that.
Blocked it out. Did you?
I did. I did not like that they did four recap episodes. Granted, it's from different perspectives for it. I thought they were needless, though. It was a needless recap.
By the time you hit the fourth one, yeah, I agree. 100%. I thought having a unique story outlook from each of the main characters and seeing their desires, their reason for moving, that kind of thing, that was a little nice tidbit to throw in there.
Yeah.
But that's really all it was, just a tidbit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's it, too.
So, all right. Any hoosers.
Any hoosers about the hoosers. All right.
Ready for a rating?
On a scale of up to 10, how would you rate this?
I'm going to give this a solid 9. I didn't see the last four episodes, so hopefully my 9 sticks. But the story was really, really well thought out, wonderfully executed, and the voice actors were pretty awesome. I watched it subbed and dubbed separately, of course. And it wasn't too far from the mark. Like, they remained true for most of the words. And the words they didn't remain true to, the sentence before and after structured the information in such a manner you don't lose anything. At least that's how I feel.
Okay.
And you?
I'm gonna give it a 7. It did end it. It gave it an ending. I thought the ending was ridiculous because I genuinely did. There was a lot of randomness to the whole thing. I didn't like some of the actions or interactions between the characters. I felt some of the actions that they did were a little bit needless or useless. Them being in a human form the whole time, I felt was kind of redundant. If they're in a forest by themselves, they don't need to be a human running around looking like a human. I thought that was ridiculous. And I mean, like, I get it during the scenes or whatever, they're flip flopping in between them being a wolf and a human and back and forth and everything like that when they're fighting or doing anything else. I just felt like, hey, if you know I'm a wolf and I know you know I'm a wolf, what's the point in keeping up the charade type thing?
Yeah, I get that.
But other than that, the story was a little hard for me to get through again, especially after all these years having gone by. I definitely remembered it in a lot more positive light. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's just, it's not as good. So,
fair enough.
So yeah, 7 for me. Next week, we are going to watch, what are we watching, Rick?
I would like to propose that we watch a movie called
is it the one that Miku recommended?
Yes, this one I believe is called
Patema Inverted.
Inverted, yeah.
Yes, Patema Inverted. All right, Well, I'm game. I'm down for that. Right on. And it's, again, it is from Miku. Hello. It's been a while. It has been a while, Miku. Hello, hello, hello. Very, very much appreciate you giving us another recommended. They did. So for why we need to watch it, they said it's underrated in their opinion. If there's anything they wanted to tell us about the anime, they feel like they feel like your name, if we liked your name and Weathering With You, you might like this anime. So that is, so there you go. Now we're going to watch it. Thanks for the recommendation, Miku. If you want to give a recommendation yourself, we do have a link for you in the show notes. It's also on our Discord server and on our website. Feel free to go any of those places as well to go there, recommend us stuff, email us, contact us, all that other wonderful stuff. You can go all that information at featuredanimepodcast.com. If you want to help us grow through other means like patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast, dollar a month, gain you access to the bonus content. And what's more, this week, today's special, we're going to talk about the last four episodes that Rick has not seen. So he's going to get the full closure of the series and he may decide to change his score or not. We don't know. We'll find out. And if you also want to buy yourself some nice swanky swag, shop.featuredanimepodcast.com, or if you want to get yourself some nice delicious treats, use our affiliate link for Tokyo Treats, and trust me, the treats are worth it. Use that affiliate link, coupon code featured anime, $5 off your first box, and trust me, the treats are worth it. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.